with a levy, can fire use dollars from their levy to manage EMS in a dating kind of thing? I mean, why would you contract?
Because the very first thing, simple.
Yeah, but.
Specifically to fire.
I mean, why would Fire Three accept a contract?
Right.
Provide the service.
Right. What would be the motivation to do that?
I don't think there's a lot of motivation to do that.
No, unless it was a stepping stone issue, unless it was a second step to come, that would be the only way I could see.
Yeah, so then it's, yeah, so then it is, it's just basically that.
Yeah.
It is just a reason why we're getting from this point to this point.
Other than stepping stone, yeah, I can't see any reason why we'd want to do it. Long term doesn't make sense particularly.
So probably unless there was some high motivating reason, contract is probably a pretty limited, but still there. All right. Any more?
The organizations you listed on contract back here were PIMC, Fire Department Number Three, private. Mm-hmm. And I know there were maybe a few other mentioned, but they didn't make it to the board.
I think this is at the point we look at these options and we go out and explore, do some research. Can you actually get a great contract, you know, somebody even from Skagit or Medic One?
Would
as
there
an
be
example.
Anybody as a candidate to contract?
Yeah.
You know, privately.
So is that going to go under a contract private?
No, it's, well, in a way, yeah, it's a question that we don't know the answer to.
Right, I would put it under
so it's an issue.
Yeah, I would put it underneath an issue as select a vendor.
Do people exist?
Yeah.
Yes.
In, would yeah, there be there? Any way of their doing it here?
Shoot me now, but could the contract just be for administrative services?
Come on, you're the hero of the day. Put out the fire.
Rather than the whole agency, it just be for administrative services.
Yes.
And would that create any efficiencies? I know there's plenty of cons to go with it, but it may or may not create efficiencies. That has been floated out there as well.
It's a contract. Admin.
Yeah, admin
only.
I've got lots of rat holes.
I'm not sure if that's it. Yeah, I'm not sure if I see enough advantage there.
It'd be exclusive of the chief. The chief would have to be all. Chief has to be on site.
You mean the chief?
The EMS chief.
Yeah.
You're paying so the, if you're contracting with the fire district for admin services, overseeing the EMS agency. You might have a division, yeah.
You might have an operations chief.
Yeah, operations or a division or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you could maybe consolidate admin services and so forth, which might give you, you know,
half an FTE.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Cost is going up, though.
Yeah.
Do you want anything on the board for this, or is this just sort of general discussion for the admin only?
I would suggest you have it on your final list of things, only because it has been mentioned by representatives of EMS and PhD. Okay. So you can at least say, okay, well, here's our due diligence.
You know, something we can say for those that we don't have anything on the board about is these are the things we need to answer.
Yes.
These are the questions we don't have answers to. Like, what are the pros and the cons for any of these things? So we need to research. Those that we don't off the top of our head know the answers to. may not know the answer.
Like a wild idea for contracting admin. Fire District Two currently is providing BLS, ALS on Orcas Island. They could have an operations chief over here, they have their own, they already have all of their protocols and manuals, they already work with Dr. Sullivan, they already have all of that.
They do billing.
They already do billing, they already have, all the systems are set up. They're just taking this one on, and they have an operations chief over here, all the billings go out of that, existing service over there, whatnot.
Sure, so Fire Two or whatever they are.
Maybe Fire Two, yeah.
That's another.
I don't know if they'd even consider it, but, I mean, that's where I says who.
Research, we need to answer these questions, that's what you just said, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it.
That's where you gain.
In theory, contracting with Orcas or Lopez is probably smarter than contracting with San Juan. Because they have like services, whereas Fire District doesn't have, Three doesn't have like services. Whereas you would have the paramedics could be hired by the same organization.
Maybe shared more easily.
Yeah.
Unless you saw it as the stepping stone to let them build
the
that capability, and then once they're up to speed on that, we can move or merge or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, you're right, that generally, that as a long-term solution, it makes more sense.
Okay, you ready to erase this and start on
combine? Sure, let's go on to combine. And actually, combine, it may be separate enough that we need to do merge and move it separate. Appears to me. Is there a remedial whiteboard erasing?
George, you're hard.
I took that at the community college.
Okay, but. Just checking.
Nathan, I think you're doing just great.
Thanks. Because he doesn't want to.
Exactly where he's going with that.
I'm not wanting to get up there, so Nathan, I think you're doing just fine.
The blue is erasing better than the black. I'll just point that out for future reference. That should impact your selection of colors.
Are you an instructor for the remedial class?
I actually took three courses.
This may be a footnote in the final report.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And P.S., when it comes to whiteboards, Nathan did that.
Someone told me once that blue is the most visible color to the eye, blue ink. So that's why I was using blue ink. No idea if it's really true or not.
Sounds good.
Combine. All right. And just to refresh my mind, this is which option to be.
Well, there's move fell under this and merge fell under this on the other side of the
building. Okay, so.
So we should pick one.
We can probably put both up there.
There are differences between those.
Would you, though, consider them together up to the point of the levy, or are there even separate issues outside of the levy?
You could move first and merge later.
Option
would be that's when you pass the levy.
I mean, merge and move operationally, merge and move administratively, merge and move logistically. Are they one and the same? And it's only the funding source that is the difference in our view?
I think that's what we decide. Well, funding in that it's different district boundaries and different levies and all that.
Right, whatever gets the money in, but from everything else,
but
it's
everything
the
else
same.
Is pretty much the same, I think, because Dissolve is the only one that had, started from scratch in Fire 3, so this is take the existing and put it in Fire 3.
Right.
One way or the other.
Do you guys want to see your chart one more time before we start?
Sure.
Because merge and move, we only had levy as the issue.
Which implies the annexation, changing the district boundaries, basically.
Right. I mean, I could, a pro is synergies of scale, hopefully would be a pro to combining.
Yeah, for staffing.
Right, for staffing, for.
That'd be under both.
Both.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's a pro for both.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Some economies of scale exist.
And that's mostly on the administrative side, I would think. It could be operationally.
Could be operationally.
I think, if there is a way to.
Although they're considering that they got a dump building and create a new one, so.
Yeah, there's that.
And that's under combined, whether it's merge or move.
Can you say that one more time?
Well, I mean, they could just take the building, but in which case.
So con.
Move is.
Con would be then is the fixed assets, and, I mean.
Yeah, fixed assets are a problem for.
Yeah. For combined.
For combining, probably. It's at least an issue.
The building's a con, an issue.
Yeah, the issue is the real estate is a.
Both old and new.
It's a problem either way.
Well, combined move, we said that it would be no vote, so it would be similar.
Yeah, moving is the easiest solution.
So under move is a pro.
Under move, it's a pro, that it's easy to do.
Right.
Okay.
It could also be used, again, as a pro under move. This could be a stepping stone to a potential merge. I mean, this could be the first step, so.
Right.
A con under move is that you have two different district boundaries with one agency trying to serve them. I mean, your district boundaries aren't the same for your service.
Yes.
Is that true of both or just this one?
Just that one, because
that
when
one?
You
yeah.
merge, you're going to change the district boundaries to match and align the.
So can you say it to me one more time?
Different district boundaries?
Is that all you want?
Yeah, different district boundaries, yeah.
Certain grades issues.
Okay. Okay, yeah, makes sense.
And
issues again is the union contract. Probably
yeah.
For both.
Yeah, for both.
Because the fire is not unionized.
And assumed liabilities. So, you know, the, legal issue that they have going on. So,
CID.
The CID, So, assumed liabilities as a con.
Both?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you put down CID. Debt, any kind of debt that they have. So assume debt.
Okay.
Bond for the buildings of the hospital district, though, right?
Yep.
And that's not actually part of this debt.
I don't know. They have equipment or ambulance or anything like that that they might have.
Right.
Do we see cultural integration between the two organizations as being a con? Is that going to be? Does it just depend on leadership, or is it really institutional between?
Well, management integration would at least be an issue we'd have to look at. So. And cultural integration probably would be another good line item under an issue.
Right.
Do you want separate items or personnel integration?
I would put down management integration and cultural integration, because I think they are two very different things.
Yeah, good and cultural integration.
My handwriting tends to get worse the longer I write, since it's always bad, and when I start and determine, I can write well, but it slowly gets worse, sorry.
You can read the pictures you're gonna take of this.
Yeah, I can read my pictures, and I'll put them in the notes.
Under liabilities, that would also include tail policy issues.
Yeah, because assumed liabilities could be medical, any kind of medical care that they've done poorly or something, any litigation, yeah. So. I would guess that they would probably, under a merge or a move, assume the payer numbers.
Is that a pro?
No. I would assume they're going to assume the revenue under a move or a merge.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they can also then a pro in a merger move is that they assume the EMS license, they assume the revenue. Because in a dissolve, they would have to get their own provider numbers, and they would have to get their own EMS license.
Number of spell license is
C.
C.
Do those belong to the hospital district, or in the hospital district doing business as EMS?
I think it's a DBA. I think the hospital district owns the license and has the provider numbers.
Do we want that under an issue? Something to find out about?
Something to learn. See who owns or what.
Okay.
Well, and then under merge, we get into the levy questions, which. And the queuing of the levies, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's probably issues levy design.
That's an issue?
Yes.
Because it depends.
Right. And also boundary, district boundaries.
I don't know what to do with the town annexation piece. Whether that's really
that's district boundaries.
That's
district boundaries.
That's true.
That's kind of where it falls.
That's right.
But it is a con.
I think the fact that you have to do this vote to make it work kind of is a con, because you have to sell this solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are issues. How you draw the districts, what the levies are, but then you got to get them. Ask the voters.
Yeah.
That is
so the con
not
is
necessarily
yeah.
an easy sell.
Yeah. Right.
And there may be three distinct sales in this.
It could be at least two, right? Maybe three.
Okay. Are there any pros to merging here? You guys want on board?
I'm just trying to think of what you would put there.
Well, I think simplicity would be one. Is once it's done
on the tail end of it.
Yeah,
Dylan.
Once it's done, it'll meet public perception of what exists today.
Yeah.
It's also potentially going to allow for rural fire authority, but the whole fire authority problem.
Yeah,
it has
very
to
much,
have this
solution. Could,
so it would lead to an RFA.
Yeah. Potential,
potential
RFA.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
What else?
Are there operational efficiencies? I know they're not huge.
We've mentioned economies of scale from both.
At the top,
yeah,
actually.
Okay, and I right. kind of think that's where we tried to capture
right.
that. I don't think there's anything else that we know of at the moment. There might be some questions.
And the only thing you might want to put over on issues is operational details. Just because, you know, like, how do people come over, what's the HR stuff, all those kinds of things.
That's for both?
That's for both, yeah.
Sure.
Because there could be some big issues on, you know, I don't even know what it is getting together with the county. I mean, since it's all underneath the county's accounting systems and those kinds of things, I mean,
I kind of love dinner management integration, but
okay.
Sure. You can put it up there separately.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's probably the easiest part. Actually,
yeah, because they actually all are in the
yes,
same system already. So in fact, that yeah, I'll ask my wife when I get home.
Hello. Okay, there you go.
She can just
I'm off work.
That's what you feel like doing at 9 p.m. when you get.
Because that's what she wants to do tonight. I can tell you, 9 o'clock.
I'm sure she's gonna give you that.
Do we? Since I've heard fire department talk about building issues, do we want to put building issues as an issue? Because they've talked about ground, new buildings.
Well, that's why I put it under fixed assets.
Well, fixed assets slash buildings.
Buildings.
Okay.
Because I think that is kind of a con. It's not a slam dunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fire department, didn't your neighbors decline to sell that lot? So. Oh, and the IIMC deal fell through.
Oh, it did?
It did.
It did.
Oh, no.
It was finalized?
It fell through, like, it, you know.
God, it must have been the
11th hour. It was well 11th hour, yeah.
11th hour, yeah.
The last day.
Which made, how much did you make on it?
It was, it would have made $25,000 in earnest money, but they canceled literally an hour or something before the end.
Before that was up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it? That's the third strike, isn't it? That's one or something.
Yeah. It's a blow, that's for sure.
It really
is.
That's
mm-hmm.
not good. So,
it gets back to liabilities in buildings.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, is that property, if you could add it, would be to the north?
The dog park?
Is that where that would be?
Yeah. We approached Terry Brown and Claudia Brown about buying the 5 acres to the north. That's where the dog
north,
park is.
Right.
And going back through that treatment.
No.
Right.
Up there. Clearly not interested in selling at this point. That's
okay.
That's what Terry told me the 3 different times I had asked him.
You figure the 4th time it's going to be the same?
No. The 5th time he's going to sell it to B&S or something
just,
like that.
Just for spite, yeah. Shut you up. Okay. Fine.
So, Brad, just had another question on that. I know a while ago, the district was looking to try to build, there was a discussion to build a maintenance shop separate from your existing operation. Like, are you guys still looking to do that? I mean, was that part of the impetus to talk to the north?
That's always been something identified as desirable because the building right now was not designed for a maintenance shop and the engine bays and servos. There was some idea of building the maintenance shop up behind the current station. But that is the area that would be available is dedicated towards improving the stormwater management at the airport.
Isn't that all the trees and everything? That's a big storm.
I can say with some level of confidence that our board has no desire to become more entangled with fortifying harbor at this point on many different levels.
They're already plenty entangled.
There's a whole other bunch of stuff that goes.
We're not going there. We're not going there.
So it would have been perfect to have built it when next door, you could have built the maintenance shop, but the staff could still be available for response because they just have to run across a parking lot.
Right.
As opposed to putting the maintenance shop at, say, Station 33 or someplace else.
Where you're probably, you know.
And what's the point of having this career staff if they're not available to respond?
Because
we can hire a contract mechanic to do it.
Right.
So that's kind of the number where we sit right now. Yeah, it would have been spectacular if Garrett and Claudia would have been decided that way.
Just got to find a better carrot, bud.
Name your price didn't work.
Wow. I can't get much better than that.
So now we've got Russians digging up dirt. We can't think of anything else.
Do we want to start with this as notes and go to dissolve? What time is it?
And it's 8 o'clock just for a time check with everybody to see what everybody's availability and energy level is.
I'm in no hurry.
So we've only got one more to do.
Two.
Yeah.
Dissolve and what?
No change.
Oh, no change, yeah. Sure. Okay, well, we can run through this.
Now we were talking about mental, the next steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure it works. All right, so you're on dissolve, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't need to erase that part, but that's okay. I'm not going to grade you on that.
Nathan, I think you're doing a good job.
Still got one fan over here. Don't worry. It's all good.
There is a danger to the proximity to the whiteboard.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody may throw a marker my way.
Over your head.
I'm expecting Nathan to throw it at me. I wouldn't worry, Rick.
Yeah, well, you're in close proximity. It's a factor of distance here. I don't know how good a thrower my man is.
Just glad we're just gonna bring a ruler with him.
Exactly. I really want to improve, you know. It's gonna be on my next review, which is
that's right.
You know, Terry and Claudia just sold Browns.
Yeah.
In last year.
Yeah.
They could have something to do with that.
It's their retirement.
So you guys are on dissolve.
Dissolve.
Yes, we're on dissolve.
We're going to do, so there's only the one thing, just dissolve, right?
Dissolve and stand up and do what you know, that's right? Is that what we came down to?
Yes.
Do you want to see the back again? Okay. So do we want to put two things on here just because there's enough room, dissolve, and then
no change.
No change is the other one. Yeah. That's the only other option.
There was regional county EMS service and dissolve. That's what you got left.
Yeah, regional ALS.
Oh, yeah, ALS. That was contract, I think.
No change. And then I expect that there won't be a ton down here, so put it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Regional.
ALS.
I mean, not because it is or isn't a good idea, but just because it's not around the radar.
Really.
Okay, so you can throw things out for any category you got on board.
Well, the con is definitely that we'd have to queue up a new levy. Because the revenue
for EMS or for dissolve or
for dissolve, you'd start from scratch, which basically is all
right.
Can you use the existing fire department levy but increase it?
Well, it would have it raises the issue of district boundaries again, because then you have the town issue.
So
because
yes,
the fire district,
but it would have to be voted.
You'd have to vote for it. Yeah.
So are these separate issues on here?
Well, district boundaries is
I'm asking because I don't know what new levy means.
Oh, I see.
So if you dissolve EMS.
If you dissolve EMS, you have to vote for an increased fire levy, basically. And you also probably have to do the vote for the district boundaries.
Right.
Right. So new levy.
New levy and new boundaries.
New boundaries.
So that's at least.
Why would you have to have new boundaries if the fire district increased their levy?
Because otherwise you'd have to negotiate for a contract for EMS service with the town.
Right.
And you could do a separate contract for that or add it, I suppose, to the fire district contract that currently is part of the town's.
At the PhD, would still be left holding the bag for Henry Stewart and Johnson?
So new levy, new boundaries, or negotiate town EMS contract?
If the dissolve EMS happens, you dissolve EMS, the other islands don't have a lot to say about it. Because they're no longer going to get coverage. So there isn't an issue in terms of letting go of the old EMS. It's the creation of a new one.
Are those islands going to be upset? Or are they going to be thrilled?
I suspect there aren't enough to care.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at my man's face and it's going into consternations.
I think it depends. My opinion depends.
I think it's an issue. I think it's an issue that we've got to at least state as to what.
It's up there. It's a con that we're going to be dropping outer islands for EMS. I mean, that's.
Is that an issue or I put it under con, but I guess.
It's a revenue. It's a con to the folks who are out there.
Under state law, there's no mandatory basic life support requirement. I mean, it's not like if somebody drops it, somebody else has to pick it up, whether it's
most of
DNR.
The out islands are unprotected for fire and EMS.
It's just up to their own discretion.
They're on their own.
Option.
They're on their own.
They just call Island Air or Island Airlift Northwest, don't they?
They call on San Juan EMS seems to go
to go
anyway.
Yeah, pretty much they call on San Juan goes.
But there's no
it's not a
legal obligation for them to go.
Right.
One of those islands I thought specifically declined coverage because they said they just
called
Airlift
still go.
Northwest.
I mean, EMS goes to Blakely and to Decatur and Waldron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly some of those are not
in the channel somewhere.
Yep,
right. Not part of the district, so.